This is HPR episode 2101 entitled, What's on My Podcatcher, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, TonyH1212, and is about 10 minutes long. The summary is, some of the podcasts I listen to.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio listeners. This is Tony Hughes again. I've noticed on the website that there's a shortage of shows coming up in the next few weeks, so thought I'd record another show. Deciding what to record was a little bit difficult, but I've never done a What's in My Podcatcher podcast, so that's what today's episode's going to be about. I've got quite a few things set up on my podcatcher, but the regular ones tend to be Linux related. I've got several Linux podcasts set up to record, so I shall go through some of them. Obviously, Hacker Public Radio is on my podcatcher feed. That's a regular one. Although I don't listen to all the episodes, I look at the titles and decide which ones I'm going to listen to. The next one that I listen to is Going Linux. This is an American podcast, and as it says on the tin, it's about helping people to make that transition over from another OS over to the Linux OS. So it tends to be, in some respects, quite basic. They also do kind of reviews of the latest OSs and things like that, and various bits of news and that, and they also have listener feedback. Another Linux related podcast that I listen to is Linux Voice Podcast. This is the kind of co-podcast to the magazine that the Linux Voice lads produce. Tends to be humorous as well as informative, so if you've never listened to that one, go over to Linux Voice Podcast and have a look at that, because it's quite a good one. I use Linux Mint on a daily basis, so Mintcast is the next podcast that I listen to. Again, it's kind of geared up to the Mint community, but they do discuss lots of other open source software, including other distros, and quite often will do reviews of latest releases of distros and things like that. Good presentation, good crew that, although it changes over a period of time, but there's a couple of regulars on the show, but It's a good podcast. If you've not listened to that one, I'd take a look at it. I'm just having a look through my podcatcher. Here we are. Linux Action Show is another show I listen to. This is actually a video podcast, but they do an MP3 stream of the podcast, so I tend to pick up that. It's a Jupiter Broadcasting podcast, Linux show, and they also do another podcast that's kind of its stablemate called the Linux Action Show, Linux Unplugged, which is really good, and I also have that on my podcatcher. Unfortunately, the next one that's on my podcatcher is just about to die. This is the Pie Podcast, presented by Joe Ressington and his mate. And unfortunately, due to pressures of work and that, they're laying down the podcast. But back shows are available on the website, so it might be worth going back and having a listen to some of the old shows if you've not listened to them before. But it was a really good show, and I'm really sorry that Joe and the crew have decided that they can't carry on any longer. But that's life, I suppose. You know, there's no guarantees that these shows will go on forever. Another English or British Linux related podcast is the Ubuntu UK podcast with Alan. I've just forgotten his name at the moment. But the crew from the Ubuntu podcast are really good. Mark, Alan, Laura, and the chap who manages the mate desktop. I've just off the top of my head forgotten his name. But again, good interviews, good news. I really enjoy the show. Then if we're going to non-related tech podcasts, I've got quite a few, mainly from the BBC. One of my favourite BBC programmes is The Infinite Monkey Cage. This is on Radio 4 in the UK, and it's a light-hearted look at science presented by a comedian and a scientist. Professor Brian Cox is the scientist on the show. And it's really, really funny. They tend to do it in short bursts of 6 or 8 episodes. And they do 2 or 3 seasons a year. So if you've never listened to that, particularly if you're outside the UK, hop along to the Infinite Monkey Cage on the BBC podcast page and have a listen. Because it's quite fun. Funny, but it's also very informative about some very, very heavy scientific stuff. Also on the BBC, another scientific podcast I listen to is The Life Scientific, and basically this is interviews with various scientists and their life in science, how they got into science and what their particular speciality is. And that can, you know, they've interviewed loads of different scientists over the years, and again, that's available to download off the BBC podcast page. A light-hearted podcast that I listen to related to food is The Kitchen Cabinet. Again, BBC show. They tend to take the show around to various venues in the UK, and they have a panel of food people. It's hosted by Jay Rayner, who's a foodie, he's a restaurant critic, and he's also very light-hearted, and it's a really good show. Fun, but again, quite informative if you're into food. I'm just having a look down to see if I can see anything else that you might be interested in. I missed another Linux podcast that I listen to or dip in and out of, the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This is an American podcast. They're doing quite well. Again, it's a light-hearted look at Linux, but also very informative, so that's quite a good one. Looking here, I've got a Guardian podcast, Science Weekly. It gives reviews of the latest scientific findings over the previous week or so, and that's quite good. And then there's a couple of serious ones from the BBC that I listen to. One's called The Moral Maze, and that's a look at current moral issues that are in the news. So they recently did one about the Brexit vote, but they do things around about crime, poverty, all sorts of different issues of the day, and that can be really interesting and informative. Unfortunately, they don't. They only leave the podcast up for a couple of weeks. They don't have a back catalogue to listen to that one. But the other one that does have a back catalogue that I listen to is called In Our Time, and that can be quite interesting. It's a kind of historical podcast, but they have a panel of experts about the subject of the week. A few weeks ago they did one about the Roman Empire. They've done them about Joan of Arc, all sorts of different things. So there's a lot of stuff out there that's really interesting. That's about it for this episode. It's not going to be any show notes, because this is a down and dirty one, to get it on the site in time for next week when we're shorter shows. But so there'll be no show notes, but thanks for listening to me, and I'll be around again shortly. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.